This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. You're invited to join us here. We'll give you our toll-free numbers and the Skype username here in moments. Also in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
James.
And TJ the Spy.
All right. TJ the Spy back with us here.
I am indeed.
After a trip out to the Midwest.
Yes, I was returned on assignment in St. Louis.
You've returned.
Checking out a wonderful story.
To the Shire. And we got all kinds of interesting things to talk about tonight. You're going to be telling us, TJ, about not a strip club, but a bar that wanted to have women with pasties on.
Correct, yes.
As their servers, and they got and some hot water in a court situation.
Oh, yeah, it's a big brouhaha going on in St. Louis, Missouri.
And they said they were, even though the city wanted to stop them, they were going to continue on running their business, which was really awesome. So
that
we'll
is correct.
We'll find out more about that. Also, on the way here tonight, the latest on the Uber crackdown that is apparently coming in Portsmouth. We've been following the free Uber case throughout the last, not quite a full year, but about at least a half a year since the summer of 2015, when Uber drivers out in Portsmouth, New Hampshire were essentially and are continuing to commit civil disobedience. It is basically illegal to drive for Uber in Portsmouth, and they have been just driving anyway, some of them racking up, one of them in particular racking up over $4,000 in tickets.
Is that the grandma?
That's right, Uber grandma. Now she's being, there are cabbies who are trying to intimidate her on the streets, and the Portsmouth police are promising a possible sting-style crackdown on Uber drivers. So we'll give you all
your
that information.
Tax dollars at work,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen.
It's crazy. So that's all coming up here tonight. If you want to join us, our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. But we're actually going to start tonight where James has a story. Looks like it's breaking. I haven't seen this. I haven't seen it pop up on my radar yet. So it sounds like it's pretty fresh news about the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge arrestees, the people that they've charged with what was previously interfering with a federal official charges that could have meant 6 years in prison for each of them. Well, they've come up with some more charges, apparently, James.
Yeah, so the article's from Gawker, and it's Oregon Wildlife Refuge occupiers hit with additional charges that could keep them in prison 20 years.
Whoa.
So basically, so it says on Wednesday, prosecutors unveiled new charges against 19 of the 25 defendants indicted in connection with the wildlife refuge occupation. Some of the accused could face more than 20 years in prison if convicted on all charges and given the maximum sentence for each. According to The Guardian, 19 of the occupiers are charged with possessing firearms and dangerous weapons in federal facilities.
19 of them. were only a few dozen that were out there, so they've caught a lot of these guys.
Yeah, listen to this one. And 9 of them are charged with using and carrying a firearm in relation to a violent crime.
What was the violent crime?
I have no idea, but apparently, allegations that some of the federal agents were assaulted or something like that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe.
Well, I can do a little bit of research here,
yeah,
but I remember hearing that the federal folks were saying that the wildlife refuge occupiers assaulted federal agents or something like that.
Weird.
You know, they're saying, I think that the initial takeover was a violent act because they forced the federal goons out.
I heard there was no one there.
I don't know.
I heard that this place had shut down for the wintertime. So that was one of my questions.
That's
originally
a good question.
So for listeners who don't know, maybe you were completely unplugged for the beginning portion of this year. In January, very early January, I think it was like January 2nd, a group of armed men and women went to the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge in Oregon, and they took over the property.
This was one of Clive and Bundy's people, right?
It was his son, Eamon Bundy, who was the purported leader of this group of people who went in. Clive and Bundy, of course, was actually recently arrested for the standoff that happened 2 years ago.
You realize anybody who has like a cow ranch now is going to be a list of suspected terrorists. If you actually own any cows, you'll be like suspected of terrorism, being a sovereign citizen.
Well, they're going after Clive and Bundy and some of the people who went down to help him out. There was a guy in New Hampshire who was arrested for that recently as well. So, yeah, they went in, they took over this federal property, but one of the questions I had originally was, what did it mean when they took that property over? Did they go in on the weekend when the federal government wasn't there? I think that was the case.
So,
and further, some have said that the federal government just wasn't there at all during the winter months.
That guy that was arrested in New Hampshire, I don't remember exactly his charge, but it was something like there was something that happened, and it made it sound like it was an assault. Or, you know, like the government considers everything an assault. So it might have been, they might have just
bumped into someone.
Yeah, they might have said to the agents, like, you guys need to leave. And since you're carrying guns, like, apparently, you know, that's a violent act and you're armed, which is like an additional charge. Here's one of my favorites. One of the militia members, Sean Anderson, is accused of deprivation of government
property.
Says
here depredation.
Yeah, deprivation of government property.
Depredation.
For his excavation of land on the refuge. He is accused of using heavy equipment to damage an archaeological site considered sacred to the...
To depredate is not to... You said deprivation, which is to deprive.
Okay.
To depredate is to attack or plunder.
Okay.
So they are saying that he has attacked or plundered the government property via his use of the caterpillar or whatever it was he was using.
That there's a video where one of the guys, the occupiers, was very angry, and he was like, you know, like, there's more people coming, and you guys, if you're stopped, you need to shoot your way through the checkpoints.
That's Sean Anderson.
Okay.
That guy you're talking about?
I remember, he's the
big boy.
In that video, when he's going back and forth, there's an excavator going.
Yep, that's right.
Maybe, you know, maybe
someone else was using the excavator as well.
Yeah, that'd be my argument, but so he's facing up to 10 years.
On just that charge.
That's right. There's actually some more charges, too. It's not... from another article here, I'll pull it up.
Yeah, sure. So what do you think about this, TJ?
Well, I'm actually trying to pull it up on Pacer right now. So as you know, PACER, Public Access to Court Electronic Records.gov, you can actually download the documents for 10 cents a page. But they give you $15 free every quarter that you can download. So if you ever want to help get all these public records from behind the paywall, you just go and download a little plugin called Recap, which is Pacer spelled backwards. You install it into Firefox and Chrome. You go sign up for a free Pacer account at Pacer.gov.
You need a credit card for that, right?
You don't need a credit card. If you're willing to put your address down, they'll mail you an authentication code. If you do have a credit card, yes, you have it.
You can sign up instantly if you have a credit card.
Instant for instant access, and they'll authorize it for $1 and then immediately reverse it. So they only check to make sure it's valid. They don't actually charge it. And so, as long as you don't go over $15 of usage per quarter,
no charge.
There's no charge. And the idea is when you download a document, this little plugin for Firefox and Chrome, it actually re-uploads the document to the Internet Archive. So as you noticed, for you, like, I'll actually download documents, and then I'll say, hey, it's up on the Internet Archives now. Anybody can access it. You don't have to pay 10 cents a page anymore.
Right. And that's the Recap plugin.
Yes,
that
Recap.
People should download.
Pacer spelled backwards.
They want to help the Recap project.
And you can actually go to recapthelaw.org, and that will tell you more information about it. And it's,
I support the Recap project.
It's
a great project.
I actually guilt-tripped you. I thumb-twisted you, and I'd be like, you know, Ian, you really should sign up for Pacer. And you're like, I don't want the government to have my name and my address. And I'm like, Ian,
they already have my
name
and address.
They already have your name and your address and
a whole
lot more.
That's not what I was saying. I think it was just that I was too lazy to do it.
Oh, I see. Okay. So I guilt-tripped you into actually signing up, and I used my credit card to authorize it, and then we immediately removed my credit card once the thing got approved.
Right.
But you actually helped the Jonathan Irish case this quarter.
Good. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to help you as my agent for the Recap.
You downloaded a 116-page transcript, so it was $11.60, and it's all free now.
On Recap,
on the Internet Archives.
And what's the Recap website? One more time?
Recapthelaw.org.
All right. So, James, did you find more charges?
Yeah, so there's another one. This is from The Guardian. Occupier Kenneth Mendendelbach, I think I say his name, is facing an additional charge of stealing government property.
Uh-oh.
He was caught driving a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service vehicle out of the refuge and into the local town.
Huh.
Now, they're saying because the truck is worth more than $1,000, that could land him 10 years behind bars. 10
wow.
years.
He's probably just going to get some beer.
Yep. It's just so ridiculous. So there's,
yeah,
there's
by the way, if you're going to steal a car, never steal anything that's government property. It's okay if you steal, like, if you stole a car.
No, it's not okay to steal a car.
Well, no, it's like, it's a federal crime. See, you get punished a lot more harshly if you steal from the federal government. If you just,
well, sure,
if I were to put a gun to your head, Ian, if I put a gun to your head, they'd be like, oh, that's assault with a deadly weapon, a year or two in jail.
It's open number tonight. Hold that thought. 855-453, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
us here on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, an Uber crackdown is expected on the seacoast of New Hampshire against the civilly disobedient Uber drivers. That's on the way. Plus, a bar wants to have its waitresses topless with pasties on, and the town is not so happy about it.
Oh, no, they're very grumpy.
We'll find out where. And where is that one happening?
It's University City, which is in St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, so we'll get to that story when we get the chance. Your calls as well, also welcome at 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, Ian here.
James.
And TJ the Spy.
And don't forget, you know, if you need to get some privacy on the internet, you have to take steps. You're not given privacy by default, unfortunately, so I would recommend you check out ProXPN. It's a virtual private network, and they encrypt your data right from your computer or mobile device. They've got OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's Linux support as well. So whatever operating system or device you're on, you can probably make OpenVPN and rather ProXPN work for you. So go to ProXPN.com and get signed up there. You can use code FTL50. And you'll save 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your annual account. It can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. And by the way, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. And if you're a Windows user, you can ask ProXPN about how to change your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. So use code FTL50 over at ProXPN.com right now and use the internet the way it was meant to be used. As we continue here, James, you were telling us about these charges that are being brought against the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge occupiers, like close to two dozen of them. There was a batch of 19 of them that have been hit with an additional charge. They've already charged a bunch of people with some sort of conspiracy to commit, commit interference with a federal officer, I believe it was. Basically, the idea was that the first charge they had received so far, the concept was, well, because they went to this place, they had interfered with the federal government officers doing their job because the federal government guys couldn't go to the wildlife refuge with the occupiers there. So that's 6 years in prison. Now they're coming at them with even more charges and even more potential time in prison. Because one of the things the feds and all governments do is they like to layer on as many charges as possible.
Yeah, that's one of the things that's really dangerous, I think, about the current state of things is that there, you know, basically everything is a crime. And if you do something the government doesn't like, the only real crime is to say no to the government and to piss them off. And, like, they'll find so many things that they can pile on, and you'll be facing life in prison next thing you know.
A good example, I say I rob a bank. I'll be charged with bank robbery. But then if I spend the money from the bank robbery, well, that's money laundering. So, and then, of course, they could also, as I used to joke, I said, if you wear a ski mask, you know, that'll be a third charge, wearing a ski mask during a bank robbery.
If you use a gun.
Using a gun becomes armed robbery. And then if you leave the scene of a bank robbery, that'll be a fifth charge. And transporting stolen bank money across state lines, that'll be a sixth charge.
You know, it's one thing if there's actual violence being used against someone to go
charge
after them
crime,
heavily. But when we're talking about a crime with no victim, I mean, in this case, no one was actually hurt except for Lavoie Finicum, who was shot to death by the Oregon State Police.
In my opinion, like, this is no different than anyone who's been displeased with the government saying, like, look, we're not happy about this. Like, if the federal government that exists today was around during, like, the Boston Tea Party, you could bet, like, they would have, you know, all been charged, facing, like, 60 years in prison, you know. It would be, like, ridiculous.
For terrorism,
You know,
even better believe the king was certainly stringing people up during the...
That's true.
But, I mean, like, you'll see that it's called charge stacking. So you'll charge them with, you know, for example, if I receive, say I was running a drug empire through the mail, it'd not only be drug dealing under Title 21, but it'd also be mail fraud. It'd probably be wire fraud if you use a computer. If you use a computer in the commission of crime, that's also a crime. So 18 U.S.C. Section 1030, computer fraud and abuse. So you could create so many federal crimes out of things. Oh, 18 U.S.C. Section 371, conspiracy, don't forget that one. So, I mean, like, any crime, you can add about five or six other stack on charges.
Just related. Stuff,
and say, you better plead guilty to the first charge, or we're going to charge you with all six of these. And if you get convicted on one, you're going to get convicted on all six, and you're going to get 50 to 60 years in jail.
I mean, on the note of, like, the king would string people up, one of the grievances that the colonists had were, you know, basically the punishment didn't match the crime.
Right.
So, like, let's assume that these Oregon people are terrible people, and let's assume that they actually did damage the property.
Right.
Maybe the punishment should be like, okay, you did $200,000 of damage.
You got to restitute.
Yeah, you got to pay $400,000 or, you know, something like that, as opposed to you're going to spend 60 years in prison.
Right, then no one gets restituted. If you sit in prison for dozens of years, then the taxpayers end up having to pay twice. So three times, actually. The taxpayers paid to, you know, build the building at the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge, or the ditch, or whatever it was that he messed up with the ditch digging device, the caterpillar, or whatever device he was using, and earth mover. And so they paid to have things the way they were the first time. Now the taxpayer is going to have to pay to fix the damage that was made. And then on top of that, the taxpayers will have to pay to put Sean Anderson and the rest of them in a prison cell for however many dozens of years. So the taxpayers get hit every single time, and Sean Anderson ends up having to just sit and rot in jail when he could be out actually doing something productive and paying off the damage.
And these people are so petty. I mean, listen to this. Ryan Bundy and Ritzheimer are also facing the same governmental theft charge for their use of quote-unquote cameras and related equipment owned by the federal government. Like, to me, this is so petty. You know, they're going to be facing years in jail for, they probably either, like, found, they're probably either watching the surveillance cameras, or they found the camera on the desk.
They took some pictures with a camera that was there.
Misuse of government property, yeah.
It's so petty. You know, it's just ridiculous.
Well, they can't just let someone get away with this, right?
No.
I mean, they can't
someone
go and occupy
like, this is a bunch of crazy people. We're going to ignore them and hope they go away, because then the other slaves might start revolting. I mean, that's
true.
The thing is, the U.S. government can handle about a tenth. One person in 1,000 can revolt, and the government, the system can smack them and punch them down. When you get about 1% of the population, if 1% of the population were just to go out to Keene's town square and start smoking pot,
Even need 1%. When we had the 420 celebrations here, there were about 100 or so people there at one time. The maximum I ever counted was 130.
Yeah,
at one
like
time.
Less than one half.
And that's
1%.
Less than percent. Of
you had less than one half of 1% smoking pot in public, and the police had to fold. They didn't have
that's
enough
right.
jail space. They didn't have enough cops. I mean, you already had more people in their lobby smoking pot than you actually had police officers to arrest them.
So. Yep, exactly. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was the absolute pinnacle. The crown jewel of the 420 celebrations was when they did make a couple of arrests. What the government thinks is they think everything's like them, where there's the top-down organization, where there's, you know, some goon on top and then underlings underneath. So they figure, okay, well, let's arrest Rich Paul because he's in charge. He's in charge of this event. And then when
that
they arrested Rich Paul, it was a mistake, because then half the 100-something people ended up going down to the police station, smoking out back of the police station.
And you're, of course, there fanning the flames.
Then the next day, they went back and made another arrest of another person they perceived to be an organizer, and the group went once again back to the police station, and it was the second time when the group escalated. Instead of just being out back smoking up, they
were
inside
the police station, inside the lobby, and it says no smoking, and they said, well, we're just going to ignore that, and they start smoking in the middle of the lobby.
And they did nothing about it.
Right.
They knew we were there.
Like,
they were
out
watching.
Here smoking pot.
Yeah.
We're out here.
So, toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, 855-453. More on the Federal Wildlife Refuge occupation. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here. If you want to comment on the Mount Hur Federal Wildlife Refuge, the occupiers, more of them, they've been charged already once. Now they're being having additional charges brought against them. Several, it sounds like, a few at least for each occupier being hit with more charges. And of course, that is what you said, TJ, is called charge stacking.
Yeah, charge stacking, or I call it an armbar charge. Basically, you have to have a charge to armbar the defendant and say, look,
if strong arm him.
Strong arm and say, if you continue to fight and go to trial, you could get 10, 20, 30 years, but if you
and you probably guilty, will.
Yeah, if you plead, yeah, well, I mean, if the charges are sized, you're not going to be found guilty of one and not guilty on the other. They're all lined up so that you're either found guilty on all or you're acquitted on all.
Yep.
And so, yeah, they'll put five or six charges in there, and if you should get acquitted, which is very, very rare. I mean, because remember, at the federal level, you're not allowed to know about jury nullification.
That's right.
You're not allowed to know what the prison sentences could be. You're not even allowed to know whether the charges are a felony or a misdemeanor.
Wow.
So that's what the jurors
The
jury does not know if the charges are misdemeanors or felonies. They don't know what the prison sentence will be. All they're supposed to decide is guilty, not guilty.
Yeah. Most of the, when we were covering the Ross Ulbricht trial, he's the guy who ran the Silk Road for a period of time and is now sitting in prison for the rest of his life. There were a couple guys in federal prison who reached out to us and said, look, this guy is going for the maximum time. If he's found guilty, he is going in for the max because they're going to want to so-called send a message with his case. And further, almost never get a not guilty verdict in a federal court because most people, one, will take the plea deal. The supermajority of cases will take the plea. 90%
settle with the plea deal.
And then of those remaining, it's like 97% who get found guilty by the juries. So you're screwed.
Yeah. And, you know, one principle in the legal system is supposed to be that, like, if you don't you shouldn't be punished for wanting to take your case to trial, but
all
the evidence is if you do not plead guilty, if you don't take that plea deal, you're going to get screwed, and you're going to get screwed hard. And like
it happened to me, but I wasn't in federal court, thank goodness.
I mean,
it could have happened to you.
It could have happened to me. I was very.
But you actually got vindicated by the jury, so we didn't get to find out if there was a sentencing discrepancy.
And I thought
in
we should
case.
Write a letter to Judge Burke and say, Judge Burke, I know you found James Cleveland guilty, and I couldn't help but notice, but when a jury heard the exact same evidence that you heard, they acquitted him.
Yeah,
in
what's
fact,
up
they...
with that?
Yeah, so the plea deal that they offered me was, let's see, I think Burke, it was 2 years suspended. And the plea deal would have been 90 days, so be 365.
90 days served in jail or
90 days
suspended?
Suspended. Okay.
So in theory, the plea deal was like 12% of what Burke sentenced me to. So
yeah, but of course, your whole thing was it was a Class A misdemeanor, and you said if it would have been a violation where it would just be a fine,
clearly, yeah, my case was another example of. They wanted to send a message.
Oh, yeah. You're an activist. They're not going to let you get away with a violation.
Yeah,
they're going to make sure it's a misdemeanor.
Else,
they have to have jail time. They have to draw blood for you.
Yeah, anyone else, they would just be like, look, we're going to cut our losses and do a violation and be done with this because it's stupid.
Yeah, I mean, it was really fun going
for
out
listeners
there.
That don't know, I'm sorry to interrupt, but for listeners that don't know, James was arrested a couple of years ago during the summertime outside of a scene of a potential suicide. The guy did end up taking his life, but James was arrested prior to that actually occurring because you were recording video and the police didn't like that. That's basically it. But they don't have a charge called We Don't Like You Recording Video, so they charge you with disorderly conduct
and resisting arrest. Yes.
And you beat the resisting charge.
Wait, we do not beat charges.
Oh, yeah,
you
always
were vindicated.
You were vindicated.
My client was exonerated.
By a jury.
To beat a charge implies that you were actually guilty of something. And you got away with it. So we need to smack that word out. We did not beat anything, sir. We won fair and square.
You can say it implies that. You can also say it implies that he just beat it physically into the ground. Like, you know, just beat the charge
down.
Yeah,
like, yeah. People, when you hear the word, it's like, language is a funny thing. But, yeah, we never beat charges. Because beating a charge means I really did it, but I got away with it.
Well, that's what your interpretation is.
Well, when people say,
and law is always up to interpretation, isn't it?
When people, you know, say, like, OJ beat the charge, you got away with it. That's what it implies.
Yeah, I see what I see what he's saying. Yeah. I'm just saying that when I'm saying it, that's not what my implication
Cleveland
is.
James Cleveland was vindicated and exonerated by a jury of his peers, and he did not resist arrest.
Yeah, and I committed the same crime that everyone else, all these protesters committed, and the crime is
you
I said
no to a police officer.
Yeah, I said no to any kind of state agent.
Exactly.
Like, you know, that was the crime in Robin Hood. You know, I was, you know, the accusations were like, they're telling us they don't like, we don't...
That you're harassing them.
The Robinhooders are supposedly telling the parking officers that they don't like what they're doing, which, you know, in all evidence is that should be legal, but next thing I know, we're getting dragged through the...
We're still going to court on
exactly.
that.
Oh, yeah, round four. So for those of you who don't know about Robin Hood, basically James Cleveland and six other people were putting money in the parking meter so people wouldn't get parking tickets, and the city didn't like that, and they said, well, you're harassing...
Because they were losing money.
Losing about $50,000 a year on not issuing parking tickets,
right.
And they sued for tortuitous interference, and they also sued for harassment. And, of course, the Robin Hood group were always on video, so we said, well, name a date and time. When did we harass you, and what did we say?
And then they played Chris Cantwell's video.
Yeah, and he wasn't even named in the lawsuit.
Right.
So everybody who wasn't harassing the meter maids, they sued, and everybody who was being a jerk, they left out of the lawsuit.
Yeah.
Which was...
And you know, it's another example, like the government stupidity. Like so right now they're out like $70,000 and they lost all the cases.
Yeah, if they would have just
still in Supreme Court, we still have to go one more visit to the Supreme Court before.
Like imagine if they treated it like a private business. Like, look. Like, here's $10,000. Quit
just go
doing
away.
This.
You're right. If they would have paid us $2,000, look, ladies and gentlemen, they could have paid each of us $2,000 a year for like 10 years, and that would have been cheaper than what they ended up doing. Which
yeah, but they couldn't have paid us that because we wouldn't have accepted it.
Well, at the very least, they could have offered it.
I mean,
we were doing it because of activism's sake.
I mean,
not because we wanted to get paid.
$2,000 to not talk to somebody.
I've never been paid to Robin Hood, not once, and I'm not interested in
getting
paid.
Okay, fair enough.
Robin Hood.
And that's a. Whether or not people would have taken it, at least the city could have offered it. Like, one of the most insulting things...
You're just saying it would be more financially sensible.
Look, just saying, like, look, if you and I have a disagreement, I don't run and file a lawsuit against you. I say, look, Ian, like, Can you put your trash in the trash can or whatever the issue is?
Yeah, but for
is.
Them, that's like negotiating with terrorists. I mean, that's how they see you and me. They see, and you now, TJ, now that you've joined the ranks of the Robin Hooders.
I think I'm still
and
out on the
Bundy
radar.
Ranchers.
Yeah.
Those Oregon Occupy people are basically
they consider
terrorists.
Them terrorists. Yeah. Anything that is a threat to the status quo is, to their mind, a terroristic act, even if it's not involving bombing.
It's creating
bombing.
Terror in their minds. Right. They're terrified.
Well, that's what they claimed. Or that's what they claimed.
I'm afraid these people are coming in and not obeying us.
And, you know, the original, you remember the original Bundy thing was the, like, in 2014.
The Bundy Ranch on
the
Nevada.
Bundy Ranch standoff. You know, just recently, I guess March 3rd, they expanded that case.
That's correct.
That's another problem. They, you know, they arrested 12 new people out.
Yeah, including a guy or a couple people from New Hampshire, from what I understand.
Yeah. So I mean, it's just ridiculous. Like, that's another problem is like there's so many charges, and they don't have to pop you immediately. They can sit and
anytime
wait
anytime they want.
It's called a superseding indictment. So they'll file an initial charge of one or two felonies, and if you don't plead guilty, they'll file a superseding indictment where they add about five or six more charges. And if that doesn't get you to plead guilty, they'll file a superseding indictment where they really will throw the book at you. And if you can't come up with about 20 felonies to charge somebody with out of one predicate act, I think you're not really being creative enough.
You're not doing your job as a prosecutor.
As a U.S. attorney, yeah, the assistant U.S. attorney, you should be able to get at least 20 felonies out of any, you know, given act.
Because there are so many things
that are
illegal.
There are so many laws that you could use.
Yeah, I mean, the system is so bad. I mean, it's like a layer cake. So, like, whenever you're in the continental United States, like, you have all these different layers over you. So, you have, like, the federal layer, and there's all these rules that they can bust you on. Then you have the state layer, and then you have the county layer, and the city layer.
City ordinances.
And it's like, wherever you go, like, these people are saying, like, look, we have some problems with the federal government. Well, too bad is basically the response of the feds. We're going to arrest you now.
They'll send in the SWAT team because you don't have a smoke detector in your house.
Sure. They've sent in a they didn't send in a SWAT team in that case, but
the fire inspector.
They did send in government goons to inspect the Keene Activist Center over alleged smoke detector violations, which, by the way, they ended up losing that particular case.
Yeah, most people aren't willing to fight, and I would be very curious, and I say fight in like terms of, you know,
not roll over.
No, roll over. I mean, it's very difficult. It's timely. It costs a lot of time, energy,
very
stressful, and resources.
The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. But thankfully, the people out on the Seacoast, the Uber drivers, are willing to stand up for what they're doing, and we'll update you on that on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com has up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. So go to FreedomsPhoenix.com, get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. And with you in studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
James.
And TJ the Spy.
We've been talking sort of just on and off about the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge. It's led into lots of side conversations about legal land and being in court and other instances of activists standing up for what they believe in, but in a more peaceful way, like with the Robin Hood of Keene situation, James, that you and I are involved in. Yeah. It's a legal case brought against us by the city of Keene for filling people's parking meters. And, you know, whenever you put yourself out there, this is something that we've learned here in Keene, New Hampshire, as part of, you know, the Free State Project, moving up here and getting active. I've been here for almost a decade. James, you've been here for a few years. And TJ, you're brand new, basically. You've been here for a few months.
Yep.
And what we've discovered here is that if you put yourself out there, and this isn't anything new, but when you put yourself out there and you stand up for what you believe in, you're going to get attacked.
Oh, yeah.
If you're having an effect, if you're making an impact, someone is going to hate you for it.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter how innocent you are, how peaceful you are. It doesn't matter how kind you are. Someone is going to hate. And that's, you know, the people in the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge, I wouldn't have chosen their tactic personally, because not that I'm against guns. I support your right to have and bear whatever arms and, you know, weapons that you want to bear to make yourself feel comfortable. I support that. And I certainly am not against the idea of occupying a federal territory. It's just not my cup of tea. It's not right. Something I would have gone to do.
You know, there's a lot of kinds of activism. So a lot of people, they think, oh, I don't want to be an activist because I don't like being in somebody's face, you know, getting up there and saying, you're an awful person for doing your job and you should be ashamed of yourself.
Most people don't like activists.
Yeah, and well, you actually know, there's many kinds and ways of doing activism. So, I mean, there are legislative activists who, what they do is they keep a lookout for bills. And when they say, hey, there's this secret provision somebody's trying to slip into a bill, they send up the flare gun and say, hey, we need to come and rally and support against this bill.
We got a lot of good people like that here.
There
in
are people who write their senators. There are people who organize voting drives. There are people who are letter writers who say, you know, thank you so much for taking the beating. So like when, you know, someone goes to jail for something, you can actually write them a thank you note saying thank you for actually going to jail on my behalf.
Yeah, I think that one of the reasons, too, people don't like activists is, you know, they are having to, like, confront issues that they don't think about. Like,
that's right.
Like, well, why can't you just get a... Like, why can't you sneak an Uber, people, just get your stupid permit? Like, why are you making an issue out of this? Like,
why can't you black people just go around to the back of the building like you're supposed to? We have a law that says you're not allowed to sit with the white people, and you're making waves by insisting that you be served at that same lunch table. And
you guys are right on. I mean, things are the way they are, and people generally don't like change. And activists are sort of the harbingers of potential change. I mean, they are out there as the idea of this is what we want. We're activists, whoever they are, and they want something to change. They want some law to change, or they want some law to be made, or whatever it is that their deal is. And people don't want change in general. I don't know what percentage of people actually appreciate and like change, but it seems to be a very small percentage.
Very few. Like, you know, they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, and humans, we are creatures of habit. I've always done it this way. I don't want to learn a new way. I don't want to do it the new way.
It's a challenge to their worldview. It's a challenge to their knowledge, their experience.
I mean, you can imagine a lot of old people, they retired, think, like, thank God I never had to learn a computer. I managed to retire, and I never wanted to learn how to use a computer. And then all of a sudden, they're in their 60s and 70s, and the computer is just growing, and it's like coming after them. Because now my mom, she's like, I need to learn how to use the internet so I can look at my Social Security check. And it's...
Well, because some things are going online
only. Like go onto the internet and download your Social Security leave and earnings statements, and so it's
It's like one of those
or
things
filing
where
your taxes.
They'll change when they're dragged, the kicking and screaming.
Right.
So like there's a
which is never a fun process, right? When they're kicking and screaming, someone's going to get kicked.
Yeah. Well, my mom just bought a new car, and it had so many computer things in it, like, you know, GPS and automated navigation systems. And she said it was like operating a computer rather than a car. And I said, well, that's kind of what happened, Mom. The computers took over and replaced everything.
Yeah. Personally, I love it. You know, there's some things I guess I like the old fashioned, but. You know, I'm all about, like, more technology, more, let's make life better through technology.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I like the idea of having the built-in computers in a car. I like the idea of being able to have my own devices connected to the car rather than having to go with whatever Ford or Toyota or whoever.
Yeah, and there'll be market demand for that. So some people want to buy a computer and customize it and, like, build it themselves and tweak the operating system. Some people just want to go
and play
Walmart and buy the HP. And
I mean, computers, I mean, they actually, you think about Bitcoin and Tor, the Onion Router, which is the hidden websites. All of this is really creating it's creating the old establishment, the government. They are having fits and apoplectic fits of I don't know what to do. Like with Bitcoin, is it a currency? Is it money? Is it property? How do we tax it? How do we regulate it? And they are jumping all over themselves trying to stop this thing called Bitcoin. And that's the beauty of freedom. No matter how hard the government tries to clamp down and stop freedom, they inevitably just cause people to find out ways to get around it. People are very clever. Never underestimate the power of a clever capitalist and entrepreneur to get around some stupid government regulation.
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing with, like, the state and government is it wouldn't be an issue, like imagine that, you know, we're all going to vote on what to eat, and the government's going to provide it for us, so of course it's going to be, like, something terrible, like maybe vegetarian, and, like, I'm a meat eater, so I'm really unhappy, and I'm saying, I should be able to eat meat, and then I'm doing activism, like, I'm going to go out in the town square and eat meat, and people are saying, why can't you just eat vegetables like the rest of us, you know, I mean,
one size should fit all.
Well, that's the beauty. At some point, you have to just say, like, look, you know, the government's a crappy system, And it wouldn't be a problem if I wasn't forced to use it.
I mean, think about
it. They'd be better if you weren't forced to use them, right? Like, if the government knew that they couldn't guarantee themselves the exact same budget or larger next year, which is generally what happens with government budgets, is they keep getting bigger every year. If they knew that they couldn't guarantee that because people would voluntarily be paying them rather than being coerced to pay them through the system that we have now, if the government were actually running on a consensual basis, I bet you all of a sudden their budgets would get tightened up and their service would get better because the incentives would be there for it.
Yeah, that's very true. And like TJ likes to point out, like, you know, the government, like, every time you interact with them, it's like really crappy, you know, like there's just not good experiences, and people want more of this.
Yes.
Like, they want more DMV like experiences.
Well, you want your more. I always say, yeah, like, think about it. My friends, like, I love ice cream, in particular Ben and Jerry's ice cream. And when I was up there in Manchester, there was a wonderful Ben and Jerry's ice cream shop. And you know what? I actually went there the day before and I tried some and it was delicious. And I said, you know what? I want to bring all my friends back here tomorrow because your service was so great and your product was great. And the next day I bring all Rich, Paul, and James and a whole bunch of people, like six or seven people. I brought them back there and I said, I love your service so much. I wanted all my friends to experience your business. You know what? I've never had that with a government business. I've never been to a government office and
said, you know what?
I want to bring my friends here. I was at the DMV today. I want my friends to see this experience.
Right. Service was so great. I had to come back.
I was just so happy being at the DMV, paying my license fee to get my tab.
No one does that.
And
no
Everyone
has horror stories about it.
Yeah. Like, how many times have you ever been to be like, you know what? Why don't we all hop in the car and go down to City Hall and just buy a license for the heck of it? you know, like nobody ever, you ever imagine, could you imagine, like, instead of going out to the mall and buying some trivial trinket item just for window driving, how many times do you go down to the City Hall and just buy a random license you don't need?
That doesn't happen.
That sounds like absolute torture to me. like that sounds like you have a serious mental problem if you enjoy doing that.
Well, I actually think it would be funny just to go in and see what you get away with. Like, I'd have good government slave taxi service.
Actually, that would be fun, trolling.
Or
Keen, I agree, that would
Keen,
be fun.
Keen City Hall sucks balls, and you could have, like see what type of business names you could get into your thing. And they would deny it, of course, and then you could sue them for suppression of
free speech.
Yeah, you know, it's...
So we got a lot of interesting stuff here still to come that you can join us for. You can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got some interesting news with the Uber drama going on out on the seacoast of New Hampshire. For listeners who've been paying attention for the last half a year or so, the Uber drivers out there have been basically operating illegally. They have been giving people rides, saving people from getting DUIs, like taking drunk people home, and performing a valuable public service.
Well, that's not the problem.
The problem is they're doing it without government permission.
Well, the problem is they're charging money, and they're not getting government permission.
Yeah, that's
the real
point.
Problem.
Stand by. We'll continue the discussion here, 855-453, because there's an update. Now the police chief is promising a crackdown on the Uber drivers on the seacoast, and Uber Grandma is there are cab drivers out there who are attempting to intimidate her. We'll tell you about her and the latest on that situation. You can also join us at 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silver, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.